SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, this is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Tuesday, the 15th of April 2025. The Australian share market enjoyed its second consecutive day of gains, the S&P ASX 200 up 0.2%. It means since the recent low, the index is now up 5.7% from last week. So is the market turning around? For that and more, I spoke with David Walsh from Sartor Advisory. So a second day of gains for the ASX in a row, up now 6% from its low last week. Is sentiment really turning?
Look, I think it's something of an exhale after some pretty uncertain conditions. We had some heightened fear and those fear levels have come down, but I would say that the uncertainty is still very high. When I look at the overnight markets or the markets offshore, like the internals, the volume was really low, even though we had a bit of a bounce. So I would say the uncertainty continues.
When you're looking at the market today, though, what's driving the gains?
Yeah, it continues to be the banks. You know, the financial sector has been doing a lot of the lifting in recent times. You know, we can see that CBA is leading the gainers. We're also seeing a bounce in CSL and some of the healthcare names. This is despite the continued uncertainty around the tariff headlines for pharmaceuticals. That's a bit of a counter trend bounce there, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens, you know, post these announcements.
I guess that's a key thing that you've said there. What happens? There's all this uncertainty, right? Given all this uncertainty, how concerned are you as an investor about the outlook?
Yeah, I think there's a very wide range of outcomes for the economy and the market at the moment, as wide as I can remember, you know, over my career. And it's interesting, we're going through earnings season in international markets and soon we'll come into earnings season in Australia. But for example, we've had an update from a Swedish industrial company, Hexagon, where they pre-announced to the market that their solutions, digital solutions business, think about sensors for automation and robotics, the digital solutions business just ground to a halt in the last 2 weeks of March. Also in Japan, we had an update yesterday from Takauchi, which is a construction equipment company, more of the small size excavators and steel loaders. You know, their earnings were okay, but their order book has gone down by 40% year on year. So they're indicating that there's continued caution and uncertainty in Europe, in the US, and also in other markets. And then in the US, more globally, we had the LVMH gave their earnings last night, and their sales in their fashion and leather goods, which I thought was bottoming last quarter, has underperformed expectations, down year on year. There's uncertainty around the consumption of the Chinese consumers, as well as a slowdown in the US market. So when we add all that together, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty continuing in the markets out there.
What will it take for the investment market to turn around?
Yeah, look, a bit of time and space. You know, finding a base is a process. You know, when confidence returns, you know, we get some continuity in the signals that economic growth is on the right trajectory. Companies and consumers are feeling a bit more confident and spending and investing again. That's traditionally what happens. So last week we had that when the tariff reprieve was put on, we had a real sledgehammer. We were going down and we jumped back up. You know, it's hard to call that a specific bottom, but, you know, it just takes a bit of time and space for that confidence return. Look, you know, it's a challenging period for investors in the market, but, you know, it's also a period where you can do your work and move incrementally and look for those opportunities to take a longer-term view.
What about the reaction from regulatory bodies or groups like the RBA, for example? The minutes came out. It highlighted the need for the board to be cautious and alert to the evolving economic outlook. Have the tariff tensions changed the market's expectations for future interest rate cuts, or perhaps the speed of those cuts?
Yes, definitely. Look, I wouldn't envy their job either at the moment. Like they're having to gauge what the inflationary impact and the employment impact will be from these tariffs, and they, like us, are waking up to sort of new regimes every day. So, during the sell-off last week, the expectations were for a lot of rate cuts to be coming a lot sooner. You know, now that we're getting some mitigation, you know, we're sort of moderating those expectations, but I think they'll come out and they'll say, look, you know, we're going to be led by the data. They'll give themselves enough time to sort of balance the rhetoric as well as be data dependent. So, the markets are looking for rate cuts to start to come through in the next couple of months. So we'll just have to monitor that data and see how that plays out. But yeah, they've got a difficult time on their hands as well.
And finally, given the environment, are there still opportunities for investors out there, or do you see further falls to come?
Yeah, difficult. Knowing the direction in the short term, always difficult. Look, I think the best asset allocation at the moment is really patience, and that's sort of what I've seen over my career. You know, when we're in these volatile times, if you are, moving into the market, do it incrementally. What I am seeing is a bunch of companies back at levels that I haven't seen for a long time, and they are right in the crosshairs of some of these trade issues. So I'm going to have to go back and really dig in and see, is this value or is it a trap? So, a lot of work to be done at the moment by everyone.
That's David Walsh there from Sartor Advisors. Don't forget, if you enjoy the podcast, to give it a rating or a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and to click subscribe.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.